Good morning and welcome to The Conversation on this Monday, the 19th of December, getting awfully close to Christmas.
Awfully close.
Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Questions still being raised about the safety of pesticides, yeah?
And what can be done in light of what has happened in the courts. But we're going to talk about that this morning. As you may remember, almost a year ago, 10 Kauai agricultural workers who entered a recently pesticide-sprayed field wound up in the hospital. The EPA is now suing Syngenta Hawaii over what it says was a failure of the company to protect its workers per the agency's Agricultural Worker Protection Standard. Meanwhile, the state's agriculture and health departments announced they will expand a Kauai initiative, the Good Neighbor Policy, along with new components to the rest of the state. Better protection of workers is part of them. We called Alexis Strauss, the acting head of the EPA's Western Region, to see how the state's efforts and the EPA's standards compare. And Alexis Strauss is on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Specifically, how did Syngenta Hawaii fail to meet the Agricultural Worker Protection Standard?
When you spray fields, there's a responsibility to know when it's safe for workers to enter the field. And in this case, Syngenta didn't notify its workers, either in person or through signs, to avoid fields that had been recently treated with pesticides. And Syngenta then allowed or directed workers to enter the treated fields in Kauai before the required waiting period had passed and without the proper protective equipment. And because of this worker exposure, actually 19 workers entered the field, and as you know, 10 of them went to hospital.
So this is more than just supervisor error in a couple of instances?
I'm not sure where all of the fault could lie, but we are determined to completely change how this is managed. Working with Hawaii Department of Agriculture, we are going to ensure that there is more training so that workers are protected. This is completely unacceptable that workers who spend such long hours in the fields need the same kind of standard of safety that we expect in many other professions.
Hasn't the Agricultural Worker Protection Standard been revised very recently and with compliance coming up in January of this next year?
We are very excited about the new Worker Protection Standard that takes effect in January. We have been working with Department of Ag staff so that the training and other things that will really ramp up how well prepared we are, that will keep young children from being in the fields as agricultural workers, which is a remarkable step forward at long last after so many years. There are many different facets to the new Worker Protection Standard, and we are at EPA working hard to make sure that all of our states, particularly states with intensive agriculture like Hawaii, are very ready for these new standards.
Alexis Strauss, what are the differences between the two versions of the standards that might have direct implications on the EPA lawsuit with Syngenta?
The lawsuit pertains to the standards that are currently in place, not the new standards. And so we are focused, and I'm hopeful that we may yet resolve this with Syngenta. We're hopeful that we can bring about a whole new culture of training in many different languages. We can all appreciate that people who work in the fields may come from different places. They need their training materials delivered in a way that they can understand, that will help protect them from harm. So we're going to ramp up the training materials, the frequency of training, and make sure that people, that this never happens again.
When you talk about a new culture of training was supposed to be part of the existing standard. So to ramp that up, what would have to change aside from being able to do it in different languages?
It will also affect, as one thinks about agriculture in Hawaii, it's not just the company Syngenta in this case and the workers, but there are many others involved in the sort of contractual scheme and in the business scheme who need to be part of the training, who I think would be very effective for us to be able to reach. We're also interested. I had come out to Kauai to see this in late September and spoken with you then, and we're very interested in making sure that where someone may be harmed, that people in the medical facilities have the right kind of information with which to treat a pesticide exposure, which was a problem that we encountered with this terrible episode last January. So it's not just the worker and the company, but the many other people involved in the community as well.
As you look at the lawsuit and some of the things that you've just said, what would mean a favorable outcome?
A favorable outcome would be that the people of Hawaii would be assured that through training and through the data gathering that would be available publicly, that people who use the more restricted use pesticides and the day-to-day pesticides are protected, and the public has the confidence to know that we are all at the federal, state, and local level doing a good job. I think it's terribly important that children walking to school are not affected by drift or are not walking through puddles with pesticide residue. So there are many different facets of this that are part of our larger goal to improve how pesticides are managed and how the public and workers in particular are protected.
Public confidence has been so eroded in the past several years. In part, how do you see that happening with, or to be able to come back from that, with both what's happening on the EPA side, which may change as we move into the next administration?
We have a really good new worker protection standard coming in January, as we just discussed, and we are going to work closely with our state colleagues to make sure we have very effective training delivered. We are hopeful of coming back around with Syngenta and putting in place company-wide practices. We are very keen to see the work that's coming up. You know, we are at a turning point in Hawaii that is so very positive. The health department will have more monthly reporting of pesticide usage, which will be available publicly. We will have the annual training and medical testing for those who apply pesticides. And at the federal level, the U.S. Geological Survey is going to be spending $500,000 to test the water in Oahu and Kauai for pesticides. We at EPA are going to continue to bring pesticide compliance and enforcement actions in Hawaii where we need to with our state partners. So I feel that we have a very committed effort here, and I'm very positive about what we can do going forward.
You began to touch on the state's plan that was released last week as well. Do you see that as being, you know, fully integrated and in sync with the both of the current standards that the EPA has for agricultural worker safety and what is on the line to come into being as we move into this next year?
I think that the Department of Agriculture is well poised to understand. We've been talking with our colleagues in California and elsewhere, and I think all of our states are well poised. It's just a matter of let's ensure, working together, that the training is really high-quality training, effective training, and that we are making all of the changes in the new worker protection standard. I had mentioned that children under 18 don't go into the fields, which is, for me, an incredibly important step forward. So we're going to have effective oversight to make it meaningful and to win back the public trust that this is a safe occupation for people.
The bottom line is the plan is one thing, but execution is where it's all going to come together. Thank you so much for making a little time for us this morning.
Thank you.
Alexis Strauss is the acting regional administrator of the EPA's Pacific Southwest region. The EPA is suing Syngenta Hawaii over worker exposure to pesticides.